Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Easter celebration this beautiful, glorious, sunny Sunday. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
As always, I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday as we consciously come together to link hearts and minds, as we deepen in our communion with the God that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. And as we conclude our Lenten journey with a resurrection service this Sunday, I trust it has been a time that has brought you closer in relationship with the divine like never before. I trust that it has been a time where you've reflected and pondered over the questions for your life, for your purpose, and for the meaning of God's will in it. I trust that you have found it to be a time of revelation, a time of experiencing God, expressing God, and living God like never before. And so this Sunday, as we celebrate the resurrection, the triumph over death of our beloved teacher and way-shower Jesus, who on Friday I shared that I felt so often we had looked at his frailties that in the Garden of Gethsemane and upon the cross, and offered an alternative viewpoint of looking at things that perhaps wasn't showing his frailty but was really highlighting his complete unification of his divinity, his acceptance of that which he was purposed for. He knew and spoke about his death. He knew and spoke about how cruel it would be. He knew and he spoke about how he would resurrect on the third day. And so having known and spoken to all of this, it felt somehow not quite in alignment, then in the Garden of Gethsemane, he would be asking God to take it away. However, as with everything, it's open to interpretation. As with everything, you have free will and free choice as to what you choose to believe. But always I look to Jesus as my teacher and my example. And I take this Easter, the message of his courage, of his faith, of his fortitude, of his compassion, of his forgiveness, as the examples for which I should embrace, as the examples of how I should live, as the examples of what I'm here to express. It is incumbent on each and every one of us to make the choice for ourselves. Jesus taught, but at the same time, he did not impose. He allowed the individual to make the decisions and choices for themselves. And so, my beloved, this message this morning is entitled Roll Away and Resurrect. And always, I think, at every, if not every, nearly every Easter Sunday service, I like to remind you, there would have been no resurrection had there been no forgiveness. Resurrection is incumbent upon being free from anything that could tie you to the past or tie you to some emotion to which you've not healed. If Jesus had not forgiven the heartlessness of the people to whom he had healed, the people who he had taught, the people whom he had fed, not only literally, but spiritually. If he had not forgiven the cruelty with which the Sanhedrin and the Pharisees had chosen to defame him and beat him, and ultimately hand him over to the Romans to crucify him. If he had not forgiven all of that, his spirit, his soul would not have been able to resurrect. So any resurrection experience we want to have in our lives, if we have not embodied forgiveness to whomever or whatever it is that we felt or feel has wronged us, we will never be able to resurrect. This is a message I have been preaching for the last umpteen years over and over again. And whilst I know that there are some of you that want to hang on to your righteous indignation, that your belief that something or someone is beyond the forgiveness, my beloved, the invitation today, this resurrecting Easter Sunday, is that anything and everything can be forgiven and must be forgiven if we are to resurrect. So I want to kick off with our sacred text first from Mark 16, 1 to 6. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll away the stone from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples, He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." There's a couple of things that struck me as I read that text. Number one, Jesus had already resurrected before the stone was rolled away. He didn't need the help of the angels or anyone for him to have his resurrection. So the stone rolling away happened well after he had already resurrected. After he had dematerialized from the physical form, resurrected into his complete soul and divine self, and had taken himself out of the tomb. But we, like the women, would be wondering who is going to roll away the stone. For me, as I reflected on this, it struck me how this is the kind of thinking we have. We are always thinking, who is going to do this for us? Who is going to roll away this idea of poverty, this idea of limitation, this idea of negativity? Who is going to roll this away for us? Who is going to roll away the doubts and the fears that come sometimes plague us? Who is going to roll away our anxieties, our depression, our healing? Who is going to roll all of this away from us? See, Jesus, our enlightened soul, didn't need anything or anyone. He had done the work. He had done the work that he had come here to do, for which he was purposed. He had done the work on himself, his 40 days and nights in the desert, integrating his humanity and divinity. He taught his disciples to watch and pray, even though they couldn't manage it. He did the work for his own resurrection. And we too have to do our own work for our resurrection. Jesus said that we were to each carry our own cross. We were to each of us work our own salvation. We want somebody to roll away the stones of our ideas and limited thoughts and beliefs. No, we have to do the work. Jesus is always the example, not the exception. I love the quote that I shared yesterday by Michael Lung, who said that Easter is not limited to the passion and the death of Christ. It also includes the dismal tragedy of life unlived by the many and all the loss of passion and truth that goes with it. This Easter Sunday, this is an invitation for you to crucify, roll away, and resurrect. When you can crucify physically that sickness, that dis-ease, that mental or emotional or spiritual disharmony that is within you, you can roll away that belief that sickness is somehow greater than God, and resurrect to the truth and that health and well-being is your divine birthright, that you are made in the image and likeness of God. Excuse me. When you can crucify that mentality that is limiting, that is self-defeating, that is debilitating, those beliefs and erroneous thoughts that you've been holding to, and roll away that stone of lack of self-worth, you can resurrect into the consciousness, into the alignment that you are a child of God, that you are able to let the mind that was in Christ Jesus be in you. For Jesus was continuously demonstrating that we are all divine inheritors along with him. When you can crucify that financially you are at rock bottom, that you are broke, that you don't know where the next whatever is coming from, roll away that stone of limitation, that stone of erroneous belief in lack. You are living in an abundant universe, resurrected the remembrance that Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it abundantly. when you can crucify those feelings of being betrayed, that emotional despondency by those that you loved and trusted. Roll away that stone of feeling like a victim and resurrect. That Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. It's irrelevant what our families may or may not do, or may not be for us, or may disappoint us. We are born from the Most High. We are children of the Divine God, who is the same yesterday, today, forever, world without end. When we feel spiritually crucified, when the ground is shaken beneath us, when we doubt or have our faith or our trust feeling like it's no longer there to support us, roll away, roll away, roll away that sense, that stone, that sense of separation from the divine, and resurrect to the remembrance. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So our teacher said, even if you have faith like a tiny mustard seed and do not doubt, you can say to the mountain, move, and it will. My beloved, this Easter Resurrecting Sunday, let this be a time of crucifying what no longer serves, rolling away the stones that block you, and resurrect into the true divine birthright that is yours, the Christ in you, your hope of glory. I'd like to share a poem this morning. It's a psalm for Easter morning by Dr. Ralph F. Wilson. In chill of dawn, birds sing clear. After Friday's darkness, after Saturday's numbness, dew on grasses sparkle as night surrenders to rising sun, and clear blue rains above without hint of cloud. Women travel swiftly, silently, on their pathway to the garden, where martyred Messiah lies slumbering, lifeless on cold limestone, in a newly chiseled tomb. As they approach, guards have vanished, remnants of a fire smolder, among debris of camp, deserted in haste. In their place resides a new guardian, harbinger of a heavenly army, resplendent in white, seated upon the stone of death, now displaced forever. The angel speaks, women shrink back. Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen, just as he said. Hallelujah, risen Jesus. Praise forever, risen Lord. We greet you at your resurrection. Bow before you now and always. Lives wide open, cleansed and healed, hands uplifted, hearts surrendered. Forgive our doubts, O risen Lord. Calm our fears. Renew our faith and lead our lives from this day on. For we serve you, Christ our Lord, and we love you, risen King. In your army we will follow. Lead us on. Lead us on. Lead us on. My Science of Mind reading is entitled Rising Up. The first quote comes from Nona L. Brooks. Do not think that you must wait until you die to know eternal life. Life in its fullness is here now. The second quote is from Ernest Holmes, Living the Science of Mind. If man is an incarnation of God, then his spirit is God, individualized, and as such, it must be eternal. The author writes, On this day, Christians around the world will remember the resurrection of Jesus as their Savior. However, in science of mind, Easter takes on a different meaning. Those who practice New Thought view Jesus as a master teacher who led by example, telling people that what he did, they could do also. In rising from the dead, he showed that life is eternal. After life on this earth, life continues as the consciousness is freed from the body to express in another plane of existence. Holmes encouraged people to focus on this life, connecting with the kingdom of heaven within themselves to express their highest and best, letting go of any worries about what might be coming next. On another level, the resurrection of Jesus offers the lesson that just as the stone was rolled away from the entrance of Jesus' tomb, we too can roll away the stone of our small selves to let our true selves express a higher and deeper level of consciousness. In essence, living from the Christ within us. Just as Christmas is a celebration of the birth of the Christ consciousness, the consciousness of oneness within each of us, Easter can be a time where we commit ourselves to removing whatever blocks us from expressing that Christ consciousness which is our true nature. We can metaphorically roll away the stone of ego and fear, allowing our true self, the self that sees through the eyes of love and oneness and freedom, to express. My beloved, this Lenten journey, as we conclude it, doesn't just end because today is Easter Sunday. It is a journey that we will continue to deepen as we continue to express the Christ within us, God in us as us. This Easter day is more than just a commemoration of a resurrection. It is an opportunity for us to look to the example that Jesus taught, showed, demonstrated. It is an opportunity for us to roll away the stones of all that has held us down or kept us back or made us believe that somehow we were not special enough, worthy enough, capable enough, enough of enough. My beloved, let this resurrection Sunday stir up within you the resurrection that you individually need. Let this resurrection Sunday cause within you to have crucified and buried and entombed the shortcomings, the limitations, the false ideas and beliefs, and let them stay buried. My story that I want to share, says Megan McKenna, the prolific and profound Catholic writer, shares the following figlet from her book. Once in a Paris mission, when I was studying the scripture, Luke 7:11-17, with a large group, someone called out harshly, "Have you ever brought someone back from the dead?" I had been saying that life happens when we are interrupted, and that some of the most powerful acts of resurrection happen to the least likely people. That we are the people of resurrection and hope, called to live passionately and compassionately with others, to defy death, to forgive, and to bring others back into the community, to do something that is life-giving, that fights death and needless suffering. And when this challenge from the back of this church, my response was, yes. I went on to say, every time I bring hope into a situation, every time I bring joy that shatters despair, every time I forgive others and give them back dignity and the possibility of a future with me and others in the community. Every time I listen to others and affirm them and their life, every time I speak the truth in public, every time I confront injustice, yes, I bring people back from the dead. My beloved, if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within. Crucifying, rolling away, and resurrecting meditation this morning. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as we take the next 3 deep breaths in, let us be cognizant and conscious that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing breath of God. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach. And breathing the energizing, restorative breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. Bringing attention down into the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, the monastery of the spirit. Rest your hand there. As you feel the heart beating beneath, take a moment to acknowledge the gratitude, the work that the heart and all of the wonderful organs within your body temple function and action without you thinking or consciously directing, and just offer gratitude for your beautiful body temple. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, please. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional. That which we are about to affirm, that which we are about to deny, that which we are about to align ourselves with, let it resonate within our heart, our mind, our soul. Inhale. I'd like you to affirm out loud. Let the energy and vibration resonate within you as you speak these words out loud. I roll away any belief in limitation. I resurrect my sense of possibility. I roll away any habits of judging others. I resurrect my commitment to seeing the divine in all beings. I roll away all doubt and indecision. I resurrect my divine power of wisdom. I roll away any negative thoughts, I resurrect my positive expectations. I roll away any discontent I may be feeling. I resurrect my gratitude in all things. I roll away apathy. I resurrect the zeal and enthusiasm. I roll away fear of lack. I resurrect my awareness of abundance in my life. I roll away any sense of worry. I resurrect my faith in divine order. I roll away thoughts of competition. I resurrect my willingness to cooperate. I roll away any need to complain. I resurrect my outlook through appreciation. I roll away old thoughts and feelings of bitterness. I resurrect inner peace by forgiving. I roll away feeling stuck. I resurrect my will to take the next step forward. I roll away feelings of hostility. I resurrect my practice of non-resistance. Take a moment and just be still for a moment. Let us continue. Roll away any thoughts or beliefs in illness. And resurrect to the healing power of spirit. Roll away the stone of anger and resurrect patience. Roll away any sense of discouragement and resurrect and trust in the power of affirmative prayer. Roll away your darkest fears and resurrect to the strength and courage of your heart. And roll away feelings of loneliness and resurrect to your connection with spirit, self, and others. Roll away any problems that seem to overwhelm you, and resurrect to an understanding of your true spiritual nature. Roll away and release the shadows of sorrow, and resurrect in the serenity of silence the Christ within, God in you as you. My beloved, this Easter resurrecting Sunday, as we roll away all false, erroneous ideas and beliefs we've held on to, let us resurrect the Christ within our being, the Christ consciousness that knows no duality, that knows only oneness. So if you haven't already, I'd like to invite you to close your eyes as we enter into our circle of prayer. Always you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. We know that God, you are the energy, the life force that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. There is nowhere where you are not. The psalmist said, where shall I go from your spirit? If I take my dwelling in the depths of the ocean, thou art there. Or if I rise and will dwell in the utmost parts of the highest mountain, there also thy spirit shall lead me. So we know, Mother, Father, God, that we live, move, and have our being in you. So we include anything and everyone that's in need of prayer this morning, whether they be on this phone, listening later, in the hospital, wherever they might be, this resurrecting Easter Sunday, we're holding all in our hearts. As we consciously come into communion with you, asking that this Lenten period be a time where we truly have embraced the teachings, the examples, the demonstration of our Wayshower, our beloved teacher, our sweet Lord Jesus. We ask that you touch our hearts, our minds in ways that we truly can have crucified all that no longer serves us, that we know that we have rolled away the stones of all the things that have held us down, held us back, held us in limitation, that we can have our resurrecting experience as we forgive, let go, and release everything and anyone that has hurt or harmed us. Let us do like the Christ, that compassion, love, kindness, and oneness is our reason for being, that this body cannot contain or hold us as we understand this truth. Beloved Mother, Father, God, on this resurrecting Sunday, on this glorious Easter Sunday that we celebrate and commemorate the resurrection of our teacher, we are so grateful for his life. We are so grateful for his courage and his faith to fulfill the purpose for which he came, that he might demonstrate to us that we, like him, are children of the Most High God, that we, like him, can do everything because it is the Father within that doeth the work, that we, like him, can heal, can bless, can renew, can restore. For he showed us he was not the exception, and told us that we would do greater work than him. Mother, Father, God, on this blessed Easter Sunday, as we resurrect in consciousness out of the tomb of despair, despondency, and duality into the light of Christ, and just glorifying, magnifying, and lifting you up to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And as I ask Easter blessings for us, I ask Easter blessings for all of humanity. That irrespective of whatever their religious or faith tradition, that the Christ consciousness be resurrected in them. That the Christ peace be experienced through all. That the Christ love be expressed by us all. For our world, for all its inhabitants, I ask a special Easter blessing this Sunday. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, glory, hallelujah, we are ever grateful. So it is. So it is. Let's take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wriggle your fingers and affirm, I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands, palms down, over your heart and affirm, I'm one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands, palms facing outwards, and affirm, I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists, and affirm, I release and let go, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our Science of Mind affirmation and Buddhist reflections. Repeat after me. I am resurrected in spirit.
I am resurrected in spirit.
Allowing my true self.
Allowing my true self.
Freedom to express.
Freedom to express
in deeper and greater ways,
in deeper and greater ways
than ever before.
Than ever before.
A Buddhist reflections. If anyone has hurt or harmed me,
if anyone has hurt or harmed me,
knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed. I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free. May I feel protected and safe. Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy. May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
Our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Deep breath in. For my closing benediction, I wrote especially, Mother, Father, God, we're so grateful for the resurrection of our teacher and way-shower, Jesus, who demonstrated that death was not the end, but an opportunity to let the old die and the new be reborn. We're so grateful for his strength, courage, and faith that fulfilled a difficult and painful purpose that he had committed to, so that we may grow deeper in our awareness and connection to you, source of all that is. This Easter Sunday, accept our sincerest gratitude and commitment to being a worthy conduit for your spirit to express through. Let us resurrect to being, expressing the most loving, forgiving, and compassionate expressions of your life. My beloved, as we come towards the close of this Sunday resurrecting soul connection, I wish you a very blessed and happy Easter, however you're celebrating. I look forward to joining you on Thursdays, as always, for our 10 at 10, our midweek special. And my closing song is by Fred Hammond, entitled Celebrate, He Lives. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh,
trust you love that as much as I do. Beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Easter. Until peace and blessings.